Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to At the Helm. This is episode 14. I'm your host, Brian Helm. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be exploring this episode, music of the newly formed, sort of, band between myself and Dave Stafford, which is known as Bindlestiff. And just as a reference point before we begin, as I've said, I think previously, a Bindlestiff is technically the stick with the piece of fabric tied to the end of it that a hobo carries when he is walking around. Definition of this is we basically defined ourselves as bringing everything we had, setting up live and doing a live looping thing. So after the Dozy Lumps couldn't exist anymore as just a pair of acoustic guitarists, we went back to playing the electric instruments that we had become used to in our youth. And Dave and I both playing guitar and some keyboards. We turned and became Southern California's premier electronic ambient band, quote unquote, which of course is a burgeoning field, as anybody will tell you. Anyway, we'll be looking at five pieces this episode that come from a CD titled Early, which is a compilation of things that we started doing basically as we stopped being the Dozy Lumps and became a Bindlestiff. So some of these songs have some common characteristics with the Dozy Lumps aspect. The first song we're going to hear is called Aerial Adrift and features is based on a sequence that's in Dave's synthesizer that I then MIDI'd to my synthesizer so we could get two different tonalities. And then I accompany it with a acoustic guitar in the new standard tuning, and Dave accompanies it with electric guitar, more particularly electric guitar that's been EBO'd. I think Dave is probably the second best EBO player in the world. Only better than him is actually Bill Nelson, but that's my opinion. So anyway, we're going to be looking at five tunes this episode, and we're going to start with Aerial Adrift, which is an inkling of what we were trying to go to. A lot of these tunes are definitively ambient, minimalistic in a sense, and very electronic and atmospheric by nature. So this is one of my favorite pieces. And again, it's one of the first things that we did as Bindlestiff, so it has a pseudo element from the Dozy Lumps, but I think you'll enjoy it very much. So anyway, this is called Aerial Adrift. Thank you. So that was Aerial Adrift from the first Bindlestiff CD, Early, and indeed one of the earliest pieces that we ever did, and one of my favorites, actually. So the next piece we've got coming up is a piece called Parade Rest, which incorporates Dave on an Ebo soloing over a loop that he created with the same instrumentation. There's a drum machine cadence, and I think I'm contributing fairly little to this track except for some synth bass line that's fairly nondescript, but a good indication of what we're doing at the time. Dave and I are both working with fairly short loop devices. I think Dave started out with an RDS 8000, which is 8 seconds, and I'm using my 16-second digital delay, which it should be noted that the 16-second mark, the fidelity on the Electro-Harmonix digital delay is fairly muddy. So if you want anything clearer, you tend to use 4 or 8 seconds. But at this point in time, earlier in what we're doing, we're both limited to 8 or 16 seconds as far as loops go. It changes the fabric of what you're trying to do harmonically and musically when you have fairly short loops or samples to work with. And so given that, it's just its own thing.